AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. Sources tell the AP the grand jury investigating former President Donald Trump in New York will not meet today. This is one of the days each week when the panel usually meets. The AP's Julie Walker is in New York.
Here at the courthouse in Manhattan, police floodlights are up and metal barricades surround the building. Court officers are out in full force. The NYPD says it's ready for any protests as Trump has called for. The grand jury is deciding whether to indict Trump over his alleged hush money payments to women, including Stormy Daniels, during his 2016 election. And it's not the payments, but the way they were made that could get him in trouble. With a grand jury, it doesn't take a unanimous vote to indict. Trump says he's innocent and calls the Manhattan DA's case a witch hunt and politically motivated. In Lower Manhattan, Julie Walker, New York.
Former British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he's sorry about rule-breaking government parties during the pandemic.
I'm here to say to you, hand on heart, that I did not lie to the House. When those statements were made, they were made in good faith and on the basis of what I honestly knew and believed at the time.
Johnson is testifying at a hearing that could damage or even end his tumultuous political career. Russia stepped up its missile and drone attacks against Ukraine, killing students and other civilians. Russia has denied targeting residential areas, even though artillery and rocket strikes hit apartment buildings and civilian infrastructure on a daily basis. Police say a former soldier shot and killed an active duty member of the Army and three children at a home in South Carolina before killing himself. Police in Thailand announced they busted a gang that operated call centers to deceive elderly U.S. citizens into wiring them money, netting more than $87 million. This is AP News. Clashes erupted in the Lebanese capital.
Lebanese security forces fire tear gas to disperse hundreds of protesters who've tried to break through a fence leading to the government headquarters in downtown Beirut. The protest comes amid widespread anger over the harsh economic conditions in the country. The majority of those in the clashes are retired army soldiers demanding better pay, and riot police and troops on the other side. Lebanon's in the grips of the worst economic and financial crisis in its modern history, rooted in decades of corruption and mismanagement by the political class. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A court in Romania ruled to extend again the arrest of Andrew Tate, the divisive social media influencer held on suspicion of organized crime and human trafficking. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.